I want to speak a little bit about the benefits of juicing raw cannabis. Quite frankly, the results can be miraculous if you press into this. I'm going to go through quite a bit of information in this video, so I really, really want you to stay tuned in. I'm going to be reading from different sources, and I'm even going to read some comments towards the end that I felt were very important. Maybe explain some things to you that you didn't know. I know as I was researching this, I did discover a few things that I myself didn't know, and I have been juicing raw cannabis for a long time. You know, the key to longevity is to detoxify your liver and restore the internal flora to your gut. A healthy gut is a healthy body. You know, after you detoxify the liver enough, your other organs are going to follow suit thereafter. So this is the key to longevity. The trillion of cells that we have in our electric body are fueled by live enzymes. Live enzymes. When we juice, we're breaking the cell wall down open, and we're extracting the live enzymes, the live amino acids. These go to work right away for your body. The absorption starts in the jawline, and this is the reason why I love to juice. Now, with such a divine medicinal herb that grows divinely from Mother Nature organically, the marijuana, the cannabis, she will rock your world with vibrations. Her vibrations are fierce. Please know this. Please know this. And when we're consuming something, we want to be consuming it literally while it's still growing. We want to take it from the earth because the earth carries a healing vibration. And the earth is increasing in vibrations right now, so research that as well. But we want to pluck it right up from the ground, and we want to consume it. This is how we want to consume it. We need to be consuming our herbs, vegetables, our roots directly from the soil. So we all need to become farmers. Unfortunately, this can't be grown in most of the states. Something that is so healing and cleansing and alkalizing to the body cannot be grown. I find it very, very frustrating that many of the things that people need to get healthy, they cannot grow this, and this is not right. You know, we were not born to be enslaved on the earth where we are told what we can and what we cannot grow. You know, if it was growing here originally, this is what was provided for us to consume. These divine medicinals were provided for us organically. And we need to go back to nature to heal the body. We need to go back to what Mother Nature naturally provided us with. And let me tell you, the cannabis, I've got a lot of information to cover, so I'm going to get right into it. I'm going to break down the compounds of cannabis, okay? The cannabis plant has been shown to alleviate a number of medical symptoms, including headaches, nausea, pain. Very, very good for pain. Cannabinoids are a group of various chemical compounds found in the cannabis plant, which act on the receptors located on cells, which repress the release of certain neurotransmitters in the brain. Different strains of the plant offer varying levels of cannabinoids and affect dosing when used for medicinal purposes. When found in nature, cannabinoids were present in the form of sticky resins, structures known as glandular trichomes. A glandular trichome gland will contain a variety of cannabinoids, and recent research has shown that these cannabinoids work together to produce their medical benefits. This phenomenon has been called the entourage effects. I call it the synergistic effects because that's how Mother Nature works. You know, people say they can't juice because they can't have all the sugar. Well, when you're breaking the cell wall down, you're combining not just that the sugar, the simple sugar, by the way, which is what it is, with hundreds of other phytonutrients. These work synergistically in your body because this is how Mother Nature divinely, organically provided them. This is how we're supposed to consume them. Anytime you're taking something, one component out of anything, And this includes the cannabis. And this is the reason why I don't find a lot of this stuff healing on the cannabis, because please know that when we burn or when we heat the cannabis, we lose some of the THCA, and I'm going to explain that in a minute. Please understand that when you're juicing the cannabis, you're not getting a high, so to speak, like you would from smoking the herb. Okay, a lot of people that are in pain and very, very sick, they don't like to smoke the herb. They don't like what it does for them. But they do like the juicing. The juicing is wildly, wildly beneficial. In my opinion, it's my opinion, when you're just smoking it, you're only using 0.001% of its potential healing properties. We're missing out on the 99% other. Why? Because we, just like with any other food, when you cook it or burn it, you're cooking nutrients out of it. It makes no sense that we're cooking all of our food. We do this to make the food taste sweeter, but this is not what we did organically. We didn't cook all this food. We didn't have microwaves. We didn't start a fire to cook our food. We plucked it straight up from the earth and we consumed it this way. And we need to go back to doing this. This is how it's healthy for us. All of this smoke is not healthy to your lungs, by the way. It's not. I don't care what anybody else says. It's all the smoking that people are doing, thinking it's medicinal, is not good for your lungs. And I believe this directly will calcify the pineal gland. All of this smoke is not natural. Anyway, let me go on with the... I get sidetracked. I apologize. THC... -A9 tetrahydrocannabinol. What does it do? THC is best known. THC is the best known cannabinoid. It occurs naturally in the plant, primarily as THCA. This is what I was mentioning to you. There's THC, which is in the smoked, which is in the burned form, and then there's THCA, which is in the raw form. It after it's heated, it converts into this THC. The THC, by the way, is what is also gets you high, makes you feel high. You know, people report that they get high from smoking it. Of course, well, I'm going to tell you, if you'll change your lifestyle, you'll start consuming more live, raw, fresh enzymes, you'll be high all the time. We don't need these temporary highs meant to elicit a rush of endorphins. When you fuel the cells with what the cells need, you're on a constant high, baby. That's what the raw lifestyle is. THCA, however, some THC is present. As the primary psychoactive compound, it is responsible for the effect most patients are familiar with. Research shows that THC interacts with the brain similar to anandamide, an androgenous cannabinoid neurotransmitter. I apologize if I said that wrong. THC has also been found to be a neuroprotective compound with analgesic pain-relieving effects. Wildly, wildly beneficial for pain relief. It decreases inflammation. We're all sick because we have inflammation, so we need to figure out how to decrease all this inflammation. Whatever condition you've got now, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, all of these conditions are inflammation. We've got to decrease the inflammation in the body, and this is something that is going to do it. Typically, a sample flower will contain 8 to 20% THCA, depending on the strain and cultivation methods. Edibles commonly have much lower concentrations of THC, but cannabis concentrates, hash, waxes, oils, can easily exceed 80% THC content. THC binds to cannabinoid receptors in the central nervous system and the immune system, resulting in relaxation, reduced pain, and increased appetite. You know, people that smoke a lot, they are very relaxed, and they want to eat a lot. They get the munchies. I'm going to tell you that it is going to be a little different when you start consuming it in the raw form. because it's going to give you a rush of energy like you are not going to believe when you start to juice it. You're going to be high. You're going to have a natural flow of high vibrations all through the day. You know, that's all we are is vibrations, and we've got to heal our sickness or disease, we've got to learn to increase our vibrations. And this raw cannabis will increase your vibrations rapidly. There's nothing quite like it, and that's why I love it. I'm ecstatic to share information on it, so please, please stay tuned in. THCA, tetrahydrocannabinolic acid, what it does. THC is the most prominent compound in raw cannabis. When cannabis is burned, vaporized, or heated for a short period of time, the naturally non-psychoactive THCA will convert into the psychoactive cannabinoid. THC naturally occurs in fresh, undried cannabis. So we don't need to be drying it either. We need to be consuming it directly from the soil and juicing it in a fully masticating juicer. Nothing else will suffice, in my opinion. No, we don't want to be blending. If you want to blend anything, blend the bud or do something different with the bud. You know, I like to, I like one of these right here. I like to put medicinals in a vaporizer sometimes and partake that way. But don't juice the bud. We're just juicing the leaves and the stems if you want to. If the stems are not hard and they're not old, you can absolutely include the stems. I include the stems on everything. On the red bell pepper, of course. There's tons of phytonutrients in that stem right there. Just look at that glorious goodness. Now, if it's still green, now this one's kind of getting a little, brown on top, so I'd probably snip the very, very end of that. But the core of it there is still really green. So I juice the whole thing, the seeds and everything. This is how the plant is most beneficial to us, because all of these things work together to increase your vibrations. We shouldn't be separating things out and consuming things this way. We should consume it whole. The whole fruit, the whole plant, the whole herb, the whole vegetable. THCA, there's not enough research on THCA, I'll just tell you that, but there is some. The THCA appears to help with chronic immune system disorders. There's a doctor I'm going to tell you about in a minute, and his name is Dr. Courtney, and his wife, Kristen, she was a patient, but they got married. His wife, Kristen, found that juicing cannabis to be the only effective treatment for her chronic lupus. She had been on over 40 medications and suffered terrible, horrific side effects before she discovered the THCA. They're the ones that advocate so much on juicing now. And by the way, some of this information that I'm going to read to you, I pulled directly off of his website. But I'm reading from multiple sources here, so you don't have to go scouring the internet looking for all of this. I've already done it for you. And then a lot of this is, of course, my own opinion on things too. I'm mainly just doing commentary on some of these things, because I will read some comments towards the end, and those will just be for pure commentary purposes. Let me get into it. CBD is the second most prominent compound found in the cannabis plant. Many of the medical benefits of cannabis are attributed to the CBD content of the medicine. It has been found to have strong anti-inflammatory and anti-convulsive properties. How divine is this? CBD is not a psychoactive cannabinoid like the THC. Recent research shows that CBD may even inhibit the psychoactive effects of THC thanks to its medicinal promise. Countless clinical tests are being conducted using CBD as a medicine. Historically, a sample of normal flower would contain less than 1% CBD. An enriched strain may have contained up to 4%. More recently, though, caregivers have been breeding strains specifically for the CBD content. See, this is what we need to do. With great, great success, they have tested some samples with CBD content up to 20% in flowers and up to 85% in cannabis concentrates. What it treats, CBD is used to help with acne, ADD, anxiety, arthritis, chronic pain, depression, diabetes, epilepsy, glaucoma, Huntington's disease, multiple sclerosis, MS, neuropathic pain, Parkinson's, and schizophrenia, just to name a few. So if you suffer from one of those, you want to be thinking about doing something with a higher CBD content. That's the cannabinol, C-A-N-N-A-B-I-D-I-O-L. Now, then there is the CBN, which ends with N-O-L, same spelling as before. What it does, CBN is one of the cannabinoids not directly synthesized by the cannabis plant, but one that occurs as a byproduct of the degradation of THC over time. So it's going to dry out, or it's going to be stored, the buds are going to be stored for longer periods of time, and the CBN is going to increase. This cannabinoid is also non-psychoactive, but cannabis samples with higher CBN are generally attributed with a sedative effect. Since CBN occurs during the degradation of THC over time, so as the THC ages, and what affects these enzymes? The light and the air. So if you're wanting to store a bud, store it in a dark jar, put some shungite stones in there. Shungite protects the vibrations of our plants from EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies that bombard all of the auric fields surrounding the divine medicinals. So protect your oils, protect your herbs. I'll move this. I just wanted to show you this. I had, I grew some a long time ago, and that was a leaf. And I framed it, and it's still really green. I don't know if you can see that, but it's still super green. So I thought I would show that, and I didn't mean to leave that up there the whole time. I'll move it now. But it was pretty to look at. I enjoy looking at it. But there again, you know, I don't let that get close to the sunlight, or it would fade, and it would no longer be green. Artificial lights will fade it too. You know, all of these things affect our enzymes. So when you're juicing, consume the enzyme straight away and try to, it needs to be as dark as possible. Juice by a candlelight if you can, without all the lights on, because the lights are affecting the enzyme activity in these precious juices. Please know this, the light, the air, stirring. We don't want to be doing a lot of stirring with our juices. Never shake your juices. Never put them in a plastic bottle and then shake them up. This is a big no-no in the juicing world when it comes to precious live enzymes, folks. If you're really, really sick, you've got to take extra precautions to keep these enzymes very, very safe. It's never good to store juice. If you're going to store, if you have to store it in a dark jar with a seal on the top. I mean, it's got to be completely sealed, and then you're going to want to seal it with lemon. Juice whatever you're going to juice, and then let the last thing that you juice through your fully masticating juicer be the lemon with the peel. The peel of that lemon, the oil from that rind and peel, I'm telling you, it's got so much citric acid in it and limonene, and it's going to help to preserve the other enzymes in your juices, whatever you're trying to store. But I don't recommend storing cannabis juice. No. Drink it straight away. If you want to do anything with it, freeze it. Freeze it in some ice cube. Put it in some ice cubes and then have it later this way. And when you freeze it, you want to freeze it with a cold water, another cold liquid. If you're trying to combine anything with it, not anything room temperature, because it won't mix correctly. The reason I say that is because I like to combine lemon with the ones that I freeze. Just shots of lemon juice with the oil from the peel through a fully masticating juicer. And then what I'll do is I'll fill the ice tray up with just ever so much of that, you know, at the very, very bottom, just a tiny little sliver, and then I'll fill it up with the cannabis juice on the top part, and then I'll pour a little bit more lemon right over the top of it, just a barely smidgen amount, like a couple of millimeters worth of juice over the top again, and this helps to seal in the enzymes. In my opinion, it works quite divinely this way, because when it's re-released back into your cup, when you're ready to consume it again, it's really gonna taste fresh, and that's what the lemon juice does for it. Now, what does the CBN treat? I just covered that. THCV, tetrahydrocannabinvarin. What does it do? Another cannabinoid that most commonly found in cannabis sativa, recent research shows that THCV may be helpful in treating metabolic disorders, including diabetes. THCV is a homolog of THC that contains propyl-3-carbon side chain. It's one of the compounds found naturally in cannabis. I'm explaining what all is in cannabis first, and then I'm going to go through some more uses for it and explain more of what it does. CBG, what it does. CBG is another of the non-psychoactive cannabinoids. That's cannabigerol, G-E-R-O-L. It is not responsible for the effects of cannabis plant that most are familiar with. Usually it's found in high concentrations among hemp. It is attributed with relief of intraocular pressure, inocular pressure, I'm sorry, I can't read. One of the main symptoms of glaucoma. How wonderful is this? So the CBG is good for glaucoma. This cannabinoid is also associated with the antibacterial properties of some cannabis medicine, offering potential for treatment of bacterial infections like MRSA. It can also alter the overall effects of cannabis on patients. If you're growing your own and you need one for specific something that I've mentioned already, figure out what you need more of and then grow it accordingly. Have it tested. Change your growing conditions. Change your soil. You know, I like to infuse the soil with nutrients, and if you'll infuse them with nutrients from your pulp, from your juicing, for example, our plants can grow a lot thicker, a lot bigger. You know, you'll want to get familiar with how you can prune these to maximize the leaves. You know, you don't have to wait until maturity to start juicing the leaves off. You can prune some of this back early, and oftentimes it'll even grow fatter and thicker when you do this. But of course, we don't want to be stripping it bare at any point, because this is not good. Preferably, you need to wait till the plant is at a point of maturity to harvest the leaves. But if you need to, of course, you can harvest them anytime you want to. But if we're stripping the plant bare of the leaves, it's going to mess the plant up. It's not going to grow right. So we don't want to be stripping it bare. Now, CBC is cannabitromine, CHROMENE. What it does, CBC is another cannabinoid that is non-psychoactive, and it does not impact the psychoactive effects of THC. Some research shows that it may play a role in the antiviral and anti-inflammatory effects of cannabis, and could also improve the overall analgesic properties as well. Current research is investigating the possible anti-proliferative cancer-fighting effects of CBC, but the extent of those effects are not fully understood. Of course not, because they're not studying this enough. They want to synthesize this. They want to make it legal by synthesizing, is what they're going to do. I guarantee we're going to have genetically modified ganja before too long. And no, this is not going to be healing to the body. You cannot synthesize something that Mother Nature naturally provides. It can't be done. We look forward to reporting on new research as that comes out, is what this says. I look forward to reporting new research. You better believe, as more research comes out on this stuff, I'm going to be reporting on it. So I just told you what all it does. Now let me talk about this Dr. Courtney. I printed some stuff up about him. Dr. William Courtney has a solid medical education. This is the doctor that knows the most, in my opinion, probably knows the most about this, because his wife suffered from all of these horrific things, and she was treated using the cannabis juice. After obtaining a doctorate in medicine at the Wayne State University and doing his internship at the Psychiatry Medical Center of California, he obtained a postdoctorate on legal medicine. He's a member of the American Academy of Cannabinoid Medicine, the International Association of Cannabis as Medicine, and the Society of Clinical Cannabis. He teaches continuing education courses. I would love to attend some of his courses sometime. I'd love to meet him sometime, actually. The favorite research field of this American doctor is the daily use of marijuana. with 250 to 500 milligram intakes of phytocannabinoids in the form of non-psychoactive acid, which the doctor considers to be essential nutrients. They are essential nutrients. That's what plant vibrations are. During the last years, Dr. Courtney has shown his investigations to many other doctors during his speech, Cannabis Therapeutics in Rhode Island, April 2010, the Institute of Molecular Psychiatry, the Institute of Advanced Studies of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, that was November 2010, or his speech at the International Cannabinoid Research Society in Chicago in July 2011. Dr. Courtney's most interesting story is about his wife, Kristen. Kristen suffered from systematic lupus. She's got an awesome video on YouTube. You want to check it out. I'll try to link it to this one. Suffered from systematic lupus for many years, an autoimmune disorder that damages the connective tissues of several organs. When her health status greatly improved after consuming raw marijuana juice every day, they were confident that they had found a viable treatment for certain chronic diseases. Kristen used to take about 40 medicines every day, while today she only takes them occasionally for specific symptoms. Although her gynecologist was skeptical at the beginning, even hostile at the idea as cannabis as medicine, please know that these doctors will be hostile over using this for medicine, because they want to give you a drug. Western medicine wants to prescribe you something that's going to toxify your liver. He subsequently stated, "It's a miracle, a story that deserves being told, and this is why I'm telling it." After a medical evaluation, the gynecologist carefully studied Kristen's health. On the basis of her medical history, he claimed that Kristen was about to die, and any medicine could help her. They just didn't know how to proceed. But the raw cannabis juice was the way. Doctors had told her that she would never have a baby again, but she gave birth to a healthy baby girl without any medical intervention or treatment for pain. Dr. Courtney shares his wife's passion for helping other people with marijuana and states, "I'm happy to know that my patients don't need medicines anymore, which cause them ulcers, stomach hemorrhages, liver injuries, that pain and anti-inflammatory medicines usually cause. We believe that spreading this information is worth fighting for. Why deprive someone of reducing the risk of a tumor, a heart attack, or diabetes?" I agree. And by the way, when you combine your cannabis in a basic, I'm going to tell you what to combine it with real quick. Make the basic juice blend, apple, carrot, lemon, ginger, beet, and put about 15 to 20 of these leaves in. I like to put turmeric with it. I drink a majority of the juice down, and then I'll put a little black pepper in there. Black pepper, the piperine in the black pepper acts as a catalyst for the curcuminoids and the rhizome of the turmeric, the curcumin. So when you combine this with the cannabis, I'm telling you, it is wildly, wildly beneficial. That's a little helpful tip there for how to consume it and what to start with. Now, Dr. Courtney continues, "Go and visit Amber at age 2. She was diagnosed with an end-stage brain tumor. With the classic treatment, she had 10% chance to survive. After surgery, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, all these horrific toxins they want to put in cancer patients, tumors were still developing. Go figure. The doctors recommended Amber's parents take her home and wait for what's inevitable. See, doctors, Western medicine doesn't give you hope. I'm sorry, you're going to die. Nothing we can do. A month later, Amber's parents started to notice a change. Tumors were decreasing in size and numbers. The family had started to make juice with raw cannabis leaves, giving the child a few milliliters every single day. The fact that such an important institution like the Cancer Institute has recently recognized the anti-tumor properties of cannabinoids shown that the situation is progressing at the highest level. But the issue has a dark side. If marijuana is finally and officially recognized as a beneficial plant, companies like Monsanto would soon create and distribute cannabis seeds genetically modified to be sterile and Roundup ready. Yes, that's what I guarantee they've already done this. That's the problem. They're going to make it legal in there, and they're going to start synthesizing it and modifying it. Composition and therapeutic proper, but grow your own. Just grow your own. You can prevent all that. Composition and therapeutic properties of the raw marijuana juice. In natural form, marijuana is a super nutrient loaded with chlorophyll, guys. Super nutrient, rich in essential nutrients capable of preventing and healing many diseases. Since we cannot synthesize these essential nutrients, essential fatty acids, essential amino acids, fibers, loaded with protein fibers, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, flavonoids, carotenoids, terpenes, without forgetting the renowned phytocannabinoid acids. Humans have an androgynous cannabinoid system that controls many cell functions. 525 different molecules have been identified in the cannabis plant. Some of them act as modulators, facilitating the regulation of cell physiology of the androgynous cannabinoid system. The main component found in raw cannabis plants is the THCA, along with other phytocannabinoids, along with the other things that I had mentioned to you, the CBDA, CBGA. Patients become euphoric with THC doses between 10 and 20 milligrams. That's the THC. That's when it's been burned or heated. While they can take complete doses, 200 to 1,000 milligrams of other non-psychoactive cannabinoids. Many patients don't tolerate the THC due to its psychoactivity. This is what I was mentioning, which interferes with their daily activities, or so they think. It, you know, in my opinion, doesn't interfere with daily activities, but for some people it might. Even when it does improve several symptoms, because it will. It'll improve several symptoms however you decide to take it. When cannabis is ripe or heated, cannabinoids decarboxylate, what reduces the tolerance dose from 2,000 to 10 milligrams. The result is the loss of the anti-inflammatory, anti-spasmodic, anti-proliferative, anti-cancerous properties of cannabinoids. Yes, that's what happens when you heat it or cook it. You're losing a majority of its medicinal properties. THCA is a potent antagonist of the TRPA receptor, an antagonist of the TRPM8 receptor. The source for that is JPET. What could explain its analgesic action taking a prominent role in the treatment of prostate cancer? THCA has antiemetic properties, sources NCBI, and protects dopamine neurons from degeneration. So this would be helpful for Parkinson's treatments. CBDA has the same properties than THCA in both TRPA1 and TRPM8 receptors, but it is also an antagonist of the TRPV1 receptor and inhibitory of the COX2, the COX2, an enzyme complex that has a very important role in inflammation. CBDA also has the potential for fighting against the mutations of tumoral cells. The source for that is NCBI, which are highly invasive in the MDA-MB-231 breast cancer cells. CBDA also has an influence on the 5-HT1A serotonin receptors. What could partially explain its anti-nausea property? Did you just catch that? Serotonin receptors. It has an influence on serotonin receptors. We all need serotonin so that we can produce melatonin. We need to decalcify our pineal gland so that we can heal your body. You want to heal your body, learn to get connected with the soil and simply take deep breaths. The air, the sun, this is really all we need. harness the energy from the air, from the sun. This will heal your body, decalcify your pineal gland, and get the oils, the secreting high from the pineal. And this runs from the crown of the head to the bottom of the feet. These energy vortex systems in the body, these oils need to be retained. They need to all be vibrating in harmony, in balance. This is how you heal your body. Now, acid cannabinoids, CBDA and CBGA, are known for being strong antagonists of the GPR55 pro-inflammatory receptor. The source for that is JBC. Thus, cannabinoid acids have anti-inflammatory properties 2 to 4 times more efficient than cannabinoids in neutral form, which have been studied for the last 30 years. We can still highlight another interesting property of acid cannabinoids. The acid carboxylic group is hydrophile, H-Y-D-R-O-P-H-I-L-E. What means that these acid cannabinoids are partially soluble in water compared to decarboxylated cannabinoids, which is THC and CBD, which are not. By the way, a healthy fat will help the cannabis absorb better. I like to juice it with a little bit of coconut. Juice the young coconut with some of the insides of the coconut. And I'm telling you, if you've got the right kind of juicer, you can absolutely juice this. But the fats help the cannabis stay active in the body longer. It's also helpful if you're taking the oil and a healthy fat, such as coconut oil as well. I just love coconut oil, so I had to interject that. United States patent says that some cannabinoids have useful therapeutic effects. They're patented some of this, which are not activated by cannabinoid receptors, consequently don't have psychoactive effects. Furthermore, the absence of psychoactivity allows very high doses without non-desired effects. Dr. Courtney claimed that these cannabinoids help the regulatory system of our body be more efficient. In summary, they are nutrients that help better regulate the performance of our 210 types of body cells. We are not talking about their use as a medicine, but simply as an essential nutrients, because that's what the live foods are. They're essential nutrients. Nothing that Mother Nature provides, in my opinion, is single-handedly going to heal or cure your condition. You've got to learn to combine a lot of what Mother Nature provides. You got to combine the roots like the ginger, turmeric, these healing, the red bell pepper, learn the vibrations of all of these and then learn to rotate them. But I'm telling you, if you're sick, the cannabis is something you want to be including in your daily juicing. Because you won't notice a difference right away. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 weeks to notice a difference, and I'm getting a flashing light on my battery, so I may have to end this and do a part two on this. So if it cuts off, I'll pick up on part two. Please know that. We've got to spread the information on this. Marijuana in natural form is not psychoactive. Since THC is acid form, THCA is not. THCA can be decarboxylated to psychoactive THC over time. How we do this is we dry it, we ripen it, we store it. This is when the THCA goes away. When we vaporize it, when we cook it, any kind of combustion, the THCA is going to go away. Dr. Courtney continues, if you heat the plant, you get decarboxylated THCA, THC. And you will then have psychoactive effects only with only 10 milligrams of THC. If it is not heated, you can take 500 to 600 milligrams of THC, use it as an essential nutrient, and enjoy the protective properties that these doses have for you. The spectacular increase of the dose from 10 milligrams of the psychoactive THC to 500 to 600 milligrams of the non-psychoactive THCA explains the main difference between traditional medicinal cannabis and the new daily use of cannabinoids. However, other substances of the plant, such as aromatic molecules, may affect mood or energy levels. We have cannabinoid receptors in our body, and I believe believe that this is one of the main reasons that we are suffering from sickness and disease, is these things are not getting stimulated on a daily basis. See, we have to keep the body in balance for the body to be healthy. You really can't be healthy if your digestive system is all out of whack. If you're constantly trying to break down foods that are in the stomach and never to get the amino acids out of the food, the digestive system never gets a break with most of this food that we're currently consuming. We're consuming acidic food, genetically modified food, processed, packaged, pasteurized. All of this food is dead enzymatically. It's going to wreak havoc on the gut. If your gut is not in balance, the rest of your body's not in balance. So we've got to increase the good bacteria in the gut. We've got to get our prebiotics to build our probiotics. We've got to build all the strains of flora in the gut. And how we do this is by juicing. Juicing does it, baby, because Mother Nature provides you all you need to balance this intestinal flora. Anyway, let me skip ahead to tell you how we can juice it. I'm really cutting this short because I wanted to go over some more stuff here, but my battery is flashing at me, so I'm going to cut. It combines really well with carrots. It combines really well with the basic juice blend. I recommend starting with. Usually patients start taking with 1 to 3 milligrams of fresh grinded buds to ensure that they are neither allergic. So check to make sure that you're not allergic before you start consuming large quantities of this. But then start with about 15 to 20 leaves of it a day. And then build off of this. The more you can juice, the healthier you're going to be, in my opinion. There's no negative to this, guys. No negative whatsoever. Combine it with what I told you to combine it with: apple, carrot, lemon, ginger, beet, the little turmeric, a little bit of piperine, the black pepper. Sometimes I even combine it with the frankincense, helichrysum, copaiba. Those are some good things that you can combine with yours. Anyway, peace, love, and positive vibrations. Stay tuned. I'm probably going to do a part 2 on this, or I may do the video on parasites next. I'm not real sure, but I will discuss this more further later, because we need to start getting our juice on with this cannabis. This cannabis is going to heal your body. So start juicing this. Find someone that grows this that doesn't use it all, and use their leaves. Say you'll come and trim their leaves back ever so often, and their plant will continue to grow and produce, but get those leaves and juice those leaves on a daily basis. There's even testimonies online where children were doing this and it was helping many, many, many conditions. Much healing has been claimed in the presence of the cannabis. Please know this. Peace, love, and positive vibration. Share this message. Get your juice on. Subscribe to the channel. Like this video if it resonated with you. Lots more healing tips and recipes coming up. Have a great day. My dog is right next to me. We played today. It was a beautiful day out today. The sun was shining. We had a great time at the park, and he's just worn out. He shifted kind of there in the middle of the video. I was trying to get him to stir where you could see him, but he's not having it. He's conked out because it's really late here. You guys have a great day. I appreciate all your love and your support.